Okay, so we're holding here Simon Samaches, Shalol Hafsik Piyutin. As the Machaber says, in some places, we have this minhag, I think, on Yom Ne'arayim, in some shuls, many in Machzorim have a lot of Piyutim. And also in the Dalet Parshiyos, some shuls have it, I think Broyers, they still do it, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Parah, etc. The Machaber was against this minhag. Mishum Dehavi Hefsek. The Chabad thought you shouldn't say Piyutim, not in Pirchas Kriya Shema, not in Shmonasrei. As we know, Ashkenazim are no egg, certainly Yom Ne'arayim, and also in some places in other Shabbosos, to have Piyutim both in Pirchas Kriya Shema, which we're learning about, and in Shmonasrei. So the Ramah says, there's no Isser to say them, it's not a Hefsek. It's speaking about things that aren't relevant to the Hefsek. These Piyutim are connected to the themes of the day. So says the Ramah, the minhag is to say them. If you don't say them, it's not terrible. You shouldn't be porish. You shouldn't talk in learning. You shouldn't even be learning with a sefer. It's maharer divrei Torah that would be mutter. If you want to think and learning, sharab a sefer maharer. Even if you're again, he's saying that even if you open a sefer, it's okay. Sorry, just you can't talk and learning. Unless by surah, the hero lavka dibur dami. As we talk, kach yivol dabur yivol day hefsek. You have to think about the ramifications that if you are learning quietly to yourself, somebody else might talk. Okay, in Adam Lufresh Aspen at Seabor, but Makam Shinago, the Omram, the Omer of Sami Maim, so it's better, says the Ramah, to say the Piyutim. It's actually interesting, a lot of the Piyutim today, we don't really understand because they're written in very poetic languages. And if you're not familiar with Olam Midrashim, with Al Psukim, it's hard to understand what they mean. So would it then be a Hefsik? I mean, it's not a Hefsik because it adds to the experience. I don't know. I'm not sure what the halacha will be today. If you don't really understand the word you're saying, if you said Shavuos, so a person say Akdamos. We say Akdamos usually before. The original minhag was to say Akdamos after the Oda had the bracha, because Akdamos was a Hakdama to the Targum that they would recite, after reading Psukim. So we'd have to say it earlier. We don't say it in the middle. If you don't understand what you're reading in Targum, in Akdamos, so would it be considered a Hefsek, potentially? But I think the minhag is to assume that you're davening, so you don't understand every word, but you understand the idea, the general idea. So I think we assume it's not a hefsek. Anyway, we have the machlokas here, the ma'isav, the machaber, the ramah. Should you say piyutin, or shouldn't you say piyutin? The machaber says he shouldn't; it's considered a hefsek. And the ramah says it's okay to say piyutin. Like the ramah says, even if we don't say piyutin. We shouldn't, you can learn on your own, but don't make an asik out of it because you don't want other people to be mafsik. It would be us to be mafsik otherwise. Now, this idea of piyutim is only said per tzibur. Versus davening biyechidus, so there are no piyutim that are recited.
Not allowed to, or just not said? Or.
I don't think it was part of the takana in the first place. So I think the minhag is not to say piyutim. You're saying it's not a hefsek b'rabim. Why should be hefsek b'yachid? I think we just don't say it. I don't know if it would be.
Like, I know some people like that on Shavuos did like the stuff before laning this past year. This year,
right?
So I was wondering, is that considered?
No, I don't think that's a problem. The Mishmur here, Bechlal, speaks about the importance of trying to keep the Nusach. If you daven in a place, you daven Nusach Svar, so daven Svar. If you daven in Ashkenaz, certainly what you daven, if you daven for the Amud, if you daven out loud, you shouldn't try to be Mishana. We don't have a Machlokas. Akadei Kach, that even Svarim, who daven in Ashkenazi Shuls, they shouldn't say V'yasmach Burkani. Svarim don't really follow this, Psach, they're very proud of their heritage, and they hold on to it, but really, strictly speaking, we hold that if you're having the Sephardi Shul, you should say the Atzvach Brokhani, you should say the Sephardi Nusach, and vice versa. And even in terms of Havara, you shouldn't be, you know, you should try to be like the rest of the tzibur if it's possible. So it's hard. If you're used to one havara, it's hard to change. But ideally, we should try to ma'it being different as much as we can. And if you're in a certain type of tzibur, you should act that way to ma'it and machlokas. Well, the ma'isa, you don't say according to all the mischos. There's no, it's on the akif. And really, it's not an issue of what's got to do, because, like we know, everybody understands they're different Eidot, Mizrach, and there's Ashkenazim, and Mizrach Svart, etc. Okay, moving on to Simon Samach Tess, Din Poreis Alashma. This is a halacha that isn't really so relevant today. The Mishnah in Mesechus Megillah speaks about being Poreis Alashma. Poreis is Lashon Prusim, like a slice of bread. So you're going to have like a part of davening. There's a question in the Rishonim what this means exactly, but the basic idea is that a person already davened, but he missed, you know, Kaddish and Kedusha, so now he sees a tzibur, so now he wants to, like, do a brief davening to be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So let's say you already davened, and now you get 10 people together. So you could say Kaddish and Baruch Hu and the first bracha of Kriya Shema, and the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei, and you're able to therefore answer to Kedusha and to Kaddish and to Baruch Hu. Like I said, we generally don't do this today, but that's what the Mechaber is talking about. So let's just read it. Im yesh b'nei adam sheispalalu kol echad b'nei atzma, people already davened, v'yachad lo shamu lo Kaddish lo Kedusha. That's what's called Poris Alashma. Lashon Chaticha Prusa, like a piece of davening. Shein Omri Ela Ketasmen. Actually, Lon Hagul Omer Kain. Kol Brichas Yotzer Or Ela Omri Kaddish Baruch Hu Vehem Onim Achra of Baruch at Baruch Hashem. V'yesh Omrim Shaporisim Kriya Shema Shal Arvis Kamar Shachris. Lagu Kain Mishum Deleka Kaddish Kodem Baruch Hu. Okay, so what we generally do, is like a hecha kedusha. A person comes late to mincha, so he'll start davening aloud, and he'll be able to answer to kedusha. But we don't do this. If you already davened, we don't do this. I'll just read it. Omer avos upurus kedusha ata kadosh. According to this, in the Gemara, you say the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei. V'zeh nikra over the table. Ain osin farm el fakir esarim yishuv dehani darshu because you need 10 people. So kalach sarach hashisha shlo hashem. It's better if 6 people didn't hear this yet. Ain rov asarim. Ainam nimsay afil b'shvil echad shlo hashem im omrim. So according to the ikra halacha, even for one person who didn't daven, he really davened by himself. He didn't daven mitziv, or you can do this. Afilu b'shvil shama yachal lifros al hashma v'lav v'lefin ateva b'shvil osin shlo hashama. Even though ideally the person who didn't hear Kaddish Kedusha should be the chazan. If he doesn't know, somebody else can do it. So if the person knows how to daven, he should be the one to do this. If he doesn't, somebody else can do it. Like I said, we don't do this. It's a lot here. I just read it briefly, or quickly. So the chazan should finish davening quietly. Etc. Fine. So I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's pretty long. But like I said, we don't usually do this. This is a din of Paras HaLashma, and what we do is a Hechi Kedusha, where we'll do a Baruch Hu. You know, after davening, somebody comes late, he'll do Baruch Hu, and people will answer Baruch Hu, and then he'll start davening. That we do. Here's a Machlokas. Let's say 10 people daven, and then they want to do Chazaras HaShatz. Just Chazaras HaShatz, you daven mincha, you're waiting for a plane, you daven b'yechidus, and then you realize there are 10 other people. So can you get together just to Chazaras HaShatz? So that's a machlokes. Some hold you can. But like I said, we generally don't do that.
Is the saying Baruch Hu after the Ma'ariv, let's say you miss Baruch Hu, is that the proper thing to do for the receiving?
You say Baruch Hu
anyway.
Well, in Ashkenaz, the minhag in Chutz La'aretz is not to say Baruch Hu. But a person who is late is able to, and he wants to get the mitzvah at Sefer Baruch Hu. It's appropriate. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they do a seder, because we think people are coming late. It's part of the seder at Tefillah, except for Friday night, where there's a difference between Ashkenaz and Sfard. But it's done a seder. I think on Friday night, the assumption is people came on time.
But you could only do it right after davening. Like, how come I can't walk into a restaurant and I missed Baruch Amar and say Baruch Zavara?
I mean, I think you can. It's just not so fair to people if they're not in the davening mode. You know, if davening ended an hour ago,
good answer.
If people are learning, yeah, you don't want to do it if you're not going to answer. It'd be a shame of Matala. So if you get organize it, you can. I just don't think it's generally not done. And I understand why.
I'll give it a try next time I'm late tomorrow. you got to sign up for a week in advance. If you miss the minion, you're stuck.
Right, the matzah with the corona, you have to, like, you know, take your, okay?
You got to capitalize on having that many people together.
I'm not going to read the rest of the Sif Aleph, but this is the halacha part of Shema. The Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Suma afapi shalorama oros. Miyamav pores al shma uvarach yosir moros shehu nana mi oros shroin acherim. Like we mentioned earlier, that a person who is blind can say birchas yosir moros because he's happy that he has moros. He's happy that there's light that he can get around. Shehu nana mi oros shroin acherim shiyoru aderech asher yelech ba. Zeder, you guys hear me? Yeah. Zeder, I think I froze a little bit. Okay, Zeder. So Asuma is allowed to daven, he can daven for the Amud, etc. Okay. Moving on to Sfayin. Rabbi continues. Niyam Ptunim Kriyashma. Also, the Sif is not so relevant. I mean, again, some of the details. Nashim Rabbani Ptunim Kriyashma. Teishi Mitzvah Seshaz Magramo. Men Rechayim Kriyashma. Not women or avadim k'nanim. Even though women are potter, it's appropriate to say Shema. A woman should say Kriya Shema every day, at least the first pasuk, Baruch Shem. Many people are no way to say the first paragraph, or even all three paragraphs. The last paragraph you'd want to say because of Zechir HaSiyas Mitzrayim, which are chayavin, so it's an easy way to do it. So it's good for a woman to say all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema in the morning and in the evening.
What about
Krishna? Women generally don't have Marev, so their opportunity for Zechiras Yesias Yisrayim at night is Kriyash Olamita, if they would say all three paragraphs. Even if they don't say all three paragraphs, just to say the first paragraph, Kavala Samach Shoyim, it's an appropriate thing to do. It's Kriyash Olam is very basic. It's good that women are involved in Kriyash Olam.
And a woman who doesn't daven, the Kriyash Olam should be part of her routine, like Brachos
Kriyashma. Yeah, and Shmarasri. Brachos Kriyashma and Shmarasri. In terms of Pesukah de Zimra, so there's a cry of women are chayv in Pesukah de Zimra. There's a machlokas in the Sfardim. Sfardim, Ashkenazim is an issue, because even if they're not chayv, they can do it anyway. But for Sfardim, Sfardim women don't say Brachos and they're not chayv. So they don't say Bracha on a lulav, they don't say Bracha, you know, on a shofar. So the question becomes, could they say Birkos? You know, Baruch Shamar, Nishtabach. So there's a machlokas in Sfardi Poskim. There's some Sfardi Poskim say it's fine because it's not a regular Birchas Mitzvah. The problem there is Asher Kedishanu Mitzvosa, Bitzivanu. They're not Mitzuvah. Here it's Birchas Asherach, so it's not a problem. But there are Sfardi women who are makbid to say Baruch Shamar without Shema Malchus. They say that even Birchas Kriyashma, they just say, they daven everything, but they don't say Shem Hashem. You know? It's a hard. If you're used to a woman who grew up Ashkenazi and she married a Sephardi guy and she changed her nusach, it's hard if you have to change. But many women do change the nusach of their husband. It's very hard because then you suddenly daven without.
Rabbi, we missed you for the last like 30 seconds there.
I apologize. I'm sorry about the connection.
Sorry.
No problem. I'm just saying there's a shaila if women have, you know, women. Well, I'm not sure what we were up to. I was talking about women saying Kriya Shema, and then the question became, what about women saying Pesukah de Zimra? So women aren't, if you're Ashkenazi, it's not an issue, because Ashkenazi women say brachos on lulav and on all mitzvahs, even if they're not chayiv. But when it comes to Sephardi women, they generally don't say brachos if they're not chayiv. They don't say take us shef dishanu b'mitzvos b'mitzvos of b'tzivanu. They don't say b'tzivanu. They're not chayiv. The question becomes: can they say suga dezimra with baruch shamar nishtabach? So there's a machlokas of poskins. The Tzion Abba Shaul says they can. He says that listen, it's not a birchas mitzvah. It's birchas shavach. But there are some Sephardi women follow, I think, Rav Avadia, who holds that they shouldn't say the brachas. They daven baruch shamar without shem Hashem. It's, like I said, very hard for women who grew up Ashkenazi and they got married to a Sephardi fellow, and if they change their nusach, to suddenly stop saying Sugat Zimra with the brachos, because Kriya Shema they don't say with the brachos. It's harder. It's not easy to get used to that. Anyway, the Maisa, women are part of Kriya Shema, but they should say it anyway. And like I said, when it comes to Sugat Zimra, Ashkenazi women say it, at least the basics of Baruch Shomar Ashrei Yishtabach. But Sephardi women, some of them say it without the brachos. Okay. V'nachon l'amdem she'kabdu alem o malchu shamayim v'yikru l'fachos pachos v'yishin. They should read at least the first pasuk. And I said, Baruch Shem, the first paragraph. Some women say all three paragraphs. K'tanim turim l'rabbeinu tam k'shelo higiyu l'chinuch l'rashi afilu higiyu l'chinuch. The Mechaber has an interesting machlokas. Chinuch is a mitzvah to allow the child to do the mitzvah. But sometimes it's very hard for a kid to do a mitzvah. You imagine the summertime, the kid goes to sleep at 8 o'clock. It only gets dark at 8:30. So you have to keep the kid up. Kids sometimes wake up, you know, late. And if Sosman Kriya Shema in the winter is, you know, at 8:30, he only gets up at 8:30. He has to already get to say Kriya Shema. It's not fair to him. So Rabbi Tam held that. So the Bechaber says Chanim are potter from Kriya Shema. So Rabbi Tam says it's only when Shelo Gilu Chinuch. Once they reach Chinuch, you have a chiyuv to mechanech them. Rashi holds a filu Gilu Chinuch. Rashi holds, like I just said, it's too hard because I'll never impose the takana of Chinuch on children because the father isn't around in the morning. He's off to work and he comes home late, and the kids have a hard time waking up and a hard time staying awake. So there's a shayla. There's a mitzvah of Chinuch by children. Lemaisa. And the Mechaber says, "V'roy ulinok Rabbeinu Tam." It's appropriate to be knowing Rabbeinu Tam, and we try to mechanech kids. Again, you have to do it with some seichel. You don't want to force a kid who's tired to stay awake to say Kriya Shema. But if the kid's awake, it's good to mechanech him most times of the year, depending on where you live. You're able to. The kid is awake. The parents are around, and therefore you can mechanech the kid to say Kriya Shema. Okay. Gimel. Akonis esabasula potter kiyashma shalosh yamim. So there's a din of Akonis esabasula, so he's very tarud in the mitzvah. So ikra din, we din in the Gemara, you're potter because you're osing a mitzvah and you're a patur of saying kiyashma because you won't have proper kavana. Bifteshu tarud patiris mitzvah. V'hani mili bizman rishonim, v'al achshav, shagam shar b'ni adam inam chamim karoi. None of us have so much kavana. Kores, who had a wedding off in the Lavan Marav at the end of the wedding with the chassan davens, because the chassan, you know, is. Second. You guys hear me? Okay, I lost you. You guys hear me?